there. This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 211 in a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. Today, memories of the man behind the upward connector and the yet-to-be-built north access to I-26 at Clear Creek. The other day, I was coming around from the east side of the county on what I'd always called Ridge Road. But in looking at a map, I discovered that when you come into downtown Dana at Refuge Church, if you turn left, you're on Ridge Road, but you turn right, you're on Upward Road. Well, as I came on into town at East High School, I headed straight ahead on that new section of road that would take me over to US 176 and Highland Lake Road. My thoughts drifted back to about 10 years ago and a meeting that was held in the then boardroom of First Federal Savings and Loan. At that meeting was Governor Jim Martin, DOT board member Jim Myers, prominent DOT officials, members of the Chamber of Commerce Roads Committee, and a few prominent Republicans from the state. The spokesperson was Phil Milroy, who had agreed to chair the Chamber of Commerce Roads and Highways Committee. That committee had come to the conclusion that with the explosive growth that had occurred along Four Seasons Boulevard, there was no hope of improving the bottled-up traffic on that only primary entrance into the city because of the horrid cost of acquiring expensive rights of way. Phil Milroy's committee had come to the conclusion that the only hope for traffic relief on the boulevard was additional access from I-26. A brand new entrance from the south along Upward Road, and a brand new entrance from the north at Clear Creek. Phil and his chamber committee had done their homework. Their presentation to the governor was reinforced with maps, official traffic counts, and even estimates of cost, especially on the new improvement along Upward Road. Governor Martin listened to the entire presentation, fired off a half a dozen questions to the then 14th Division board member Jim Myers, and Martin then announced that funds could be made immediately available by borrowing from several projects in the state that were experiencing delays in construction. Now, this had to establish some sort of record of accomplishment. For your information, from the time the traffic signal at White Street and US 25 was approved in 1992, after it was approved, it took 4 years to get the signal built. And yet Phil Milroy and the Chamber of Commerce Roads Committee was able to get a road approved that had never even been discussed by the DOT and get it built within 18 months. And for your information, the North Connector out North Main Street to Clear Creek is still on schedule on the DOT's TIP. Phil and Margaret Milroy had moved here along with their four daughters in January of 1960. Phil was then named Manager of Engineering for the Outdoor Lighting Department at GE. He succeeded Chuck Malone, who was named as marketing manager then. In 1966, Phil was named manager and had to move to the GE plant at Irmo, South Carolina, which manufactured capacitors. 2 years later, in 1968, when Chuck Malone was promoted to manager of GE's power distribution system, Milroy was returned to Hendersonville to become general manager of the outdoor lighting department. In his business career, Phil Milroy had been manager here only about 3 years before he announced an expansion program that would add 1 acre of plant structure to the outdoor lighting department. He said at this time, "This addition will give us added room for manufacturing space to allow for the production of new lighting systems designed and built here for worldwide markets." Both Phil and Margaret Milroy were great believers in being active in the community. Just 3 years after he took over as manager of the GE plant here, he accepted the presidency of the Hendersonville Chamber of Commerce. He was a strong supporter of the United Way civic activities and in the Presbyterian Church. In his final years with GE, his job caused him to travel extensively all over the world, but always when he returned, he was ready to jump right back into the community life of Hendersonville. Phil was one of those recruited to be charter active in the new community foundation of Hendersonville. And in those early years, the foundation had no staff. It operated with volunteer help from members of the board. And if you can imagine this industrial mover and shaker, sitting alone in an office in the First Union Bank building just to answer the telephone and do secretarial work. That gives you just an inkling of the total dedication Phil Milroy had for this community and for anything that would improve it. He chuckled at me one day and said, "You can't imagine how hard it is for me to have to write everything out in longhand when all these years I've dictated everything to my secretary in a fraction of the time it takes to write." Phil was one of 12 good reasons the Community Foundation was built, and the other 11 persons who were along built the foundation on sound footings, and today the foundation manages assets of $13 million. Phil would have marveled at today's staff and beautiful offices in the First Union Bank building. And Margaret? She was named Woman of the Year in 1993 by the VFW Auxiliary and was one of the top 50 women of the past 50 years, from 1945 to 95, named by the Henderson County Council for Women. Other great memories of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave him with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.